With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome back to Not Another Love Song. Matt Edmondson here, ready and waiting to add another, a fourth song to my album where I've collaborated with some of my favourite people in music. I slid into their DMs. I said, hey, do you want to write a little song? They said, who is this? No, they didn't. They said, yes, of course we would. What's it going to be about? I said, we won't know until we discuss it in the podcast. The only rule, though, is that it can't be about something we've ever written about before. So as ever, that rule applies right here. I'll have a chat with my guest. We'll figure out what we're going to write about, and then we will put pen to paper, or in this case, thumbs to phone screen, to try and create a brand new song. Then I'll take it off to the lab, aka the spare bedroom, and try and make it sound as much like one of those artists' real songs as I possibly can before delivering it back to them and to you at the end of the podcast. So keep listening for a brand new song from today's guest. Let's do this, shall we? This is Not Another Love Song. Thank you so much for coming back to this podcast for track number 4. Maybe you're feeling pumped and motivated after Tom Grennan last week, or maybe you're not. You've just enjoyed the song and you've spent the whole week on the sofa like me. So if exercise isn't your thing, maybe carbohydrates are, which leads us to my guest this week. She's a big fan of a very specific type of food, which you'll hear almost too much about in our chat. Her name is Holly Humberston. Now, I heard her EP, which is called Falling Asleep at the Wheel, right at the start of making this project. And she was one of the first people that I reached out to because I just absolutely loved this record that she'd made. She's got a bit of a Lord Phoebe Bridgers 1975 tone about her. And if this is the first time you're hearing about Holly Humberston, firstly, welcome to the Holly Humberston fan club. And secondly, you've got to go and listen to her EP, Falling Asleep at the Wheel.
But I'm falling asleep at the wheel. Guess I forgot how to feel. Just for a second you're talking, but I'm just pretending you have my attention. I'm falling, and no, I'm not just gonna lay here and bite my tongue. I only wanna be here when she's gone. Ooh, the walls are way too thin.
So this is called The Walls Are Way Too Thin, and it's on her new EP, Haunted House, based around the house that she grew up in. And she was in that house on the day that I spoke to her. I just moved house as well, and we settled down to have a chat and figure out what we were going to write a song about.
Ah, oh, are you quenched? Do you have your water?
I've got water, but I've moved into a house that's got quite a lot of stairs in it. And the walk up and down, I'd love to know my step count. I'm now going to take my jumper off because I'm so warm.
Going for it.
Oh, God.
I'm bloody well freezing, to be honest, here. This house is, like, so old. There's just no insulation whatsoever.
Are you a big dressing gown family?
100% we are, and also we're big hot water bottle fans here as well.
What's your cutoff point for the hot water bottle in a year? Because I know people that will have them even in the summer months.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think in the summer, like, I have them as a treat. The best thing ever, like the most comforting thing, is to put your hot water bottle like on your tummy and then get your dressing gown straps and like tie it flat to your tummy. But like, it's really bad for you because you get burns after a while.
So the hot water bottle is flush against your stomach.
Yes.
You're using the little rope from the
dressing gown
to tether it to yourself.
It's just lovely. Really, you should try it, but don't get addicted like I have.
Okay, yeah, it's a slippery slope.
It actually is. But I've purchased a electric blanket now.
God, you've changed. One EP and she's got herself an electric blanket.
Oh, I know. I really...
The success is going to your head,
I know,
Holly.
It is. That's hilarious.
I didn't realise electric blankets were still on.
Oh God, they are 100% on. It's also good if you have cats because they'll choose your bed to sleep on.
How many cats do you have?
I have three. My little sister Lucy was home on her own for like a few years. So she got a kitty called Suki. And then Suki had kittens like a year after. She had five kittens and we kept two of them.
How on earth do you choose which two to keep out of five? That's heartbreaking.
It was so heartbreaking. It was me, my friend Scarlett and my little sister Lucy. We were all there when Suki was giving birth. It was like such a traumatic experience.
Do you mean for the cat or do you mean for you watching the cat?
Oh, for me. Well, my parents were supposed to be there, but obviously we didn't know when she was going to give birth. So it was late at night and we could just see that one was like hanging out. Suki was only one, so she had no clue what on earth she was doing. So like when the little tiny kitty comes out, the mum is supposed to lick it. That makes it like start breathing.
Are you about to tell me you licked a cat?
No, I didn't lick it. But I did give a few like mouth to mouth ones. On like a tiny kitty.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's pretty cool that I've delivered a cat baby.
One for the CV, isn't it? So let's talk about your year, because it's been an amazing, it's been awful, isn't it? It's been a pandemic on. I'm not holding you responsible for all of that.
Please don't.
Only some of it.
That would not be fair.
But I think lots of people will associate your EP with this time. When I think Holly Humberstone, I think lockdown one, maybe lockdown two, and I was going for lots of walks, my one permitted hour of exercise a day, and I was like, this is some Holly time.
Yes. Oh, I kind of love that. That's kind of nice. I think before I'd released my EP, and people were like, you're not going to wait till all of this is over. And I think that like people need little bits of joy, do you know what I mean? Little bits of like connection with different people now more than ever, you know?
I know, it's basically you and Taylor Swift have got me through 2020.
Mm. Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm so glad. But yeah, hopefully like the second EP will have really amazing connotations and everyone will be going out and seeing their friends. And that would be great.
Are you working on it now?
We're pretty much finished with it. Hopefully we'll get the next one in maybe the next month or two. It's called Haunted House. So I'm excited.
And this is because the house you're in, which we know is very old and falling apart and all the rest of it. Do you actually think it's haunted?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely haunted. Like, it's so old. My best friend Scarlett, her mum, has supernatural powers and she's had, like, encounters with ghosts and stuff. And I originally didn't really believe in that sort of thing, but I believe her. When she came over, she was like, I can see loads of orbs. Like, this house has got so many ghosts.
I've heard lovely things about Charlotte's mum, but I'm calling bollocks to that, Holly.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's bollocks.
Come on, I need empirical evidence. Tell me something that's happened where you're like, yeah, that can only be put down to this house being haunted. Go.
Like doors creaking and floorboards and stuff, I guess. That's the only thing.
Yeah, old house settling. Carry on.
Oh my gosh, you're tearing down my whole press story. Okay, like window panes just fall out sometimes.
It's an old house, Holly. Of course they're going to fall out.
Okay, I'll tell you another thing.
I want an actual haunting. I want like saw a ghost, took its photo, I'll email it to you.
Oh no, I've never seen a ghost. Like I can't pretend that to have seen a ghost, but we have like a cellar and it's like really creepy. I know you're going to say that this isn't a good enough reason again.
Please do not project.
But if you were here, you'd know, you'd feel the presence. You'll have to come over and really feel the ghost vibes for yourself.
It sounds like it has all of the things that you would want in a haunted house. I just don't know that it's haunted. Can we talk about your hair? How long does it take to do those little plaits?
It used to take me ages, but I'm like such a whiz at doing it now. I did it once and then my manager was like, I love those plaits. And now I guess it's become my thing.
I've got a four-year-old and she's big into the movie Frozen. And one of the characters in Frozen has very specific plaits, which are quite chunky. My God, it's a nightmare to try and do them. I'm still trying to get my head around it.
Yeah, your four-year-old is the cutest thing ever. Like, I think you put a video on Instagram a while ago. It was like her restaurant or something.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was hilarious. And I literally was like consumed by it for like 20 minutes. She's so lovely. She's so cute.
Yeah, she's a cool kid. She's also recently gotten into the Shrek universe.
I love Shrek. I'm here for it.
So I have to speak in a Scottish accent for, I would say, 85% of the day.
Which Shrek is the best, the first or the second?
Well, there are four of them.
Yes.
And a Christmas special.
Yes.
She's currently taken by Shrek 3. That's her favourite one because it has babies in it and she likes the idea of ogre babies.
That's cute. My favourite is number two, when Shrek meets her parents. That's the best one.
I feel like I read something here, but maybe it wasn't about you, but I think it might have been.
Okay.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Did you not have a TV when you were growing up?
I never had a TV, no. I thought it was like completely normal to not have a TV. And we just used to do like art and stuff and play with Sylvanian families and stuff coming home and like Bratz dolls.
Are you quite bad in a pub quiz?
Yes, I'm not great. I'm not great at knowing like British TV figures. I get my fix now from Netflix and Disney Plus and stuff. So I'm making up for lost time for sure.
Okay, my next question is, what frustrates you?
Frustrates me.
Like, you know, people eating loudly or...
Oh, no. I actually really enjoy ASMR. I love watching people eat, like, massive plates of food.
What's your favourite thing to listen to people eat?
Probably noodles or, like, it's more satisfying to me when it's, like, a load of food, like, piles of it, like, junk food. I love it. That seems like such a bizarre thing. I think people think I'm really weird, but, you know... I love it.
My wife tells me off for eating loudly all the time. I never notice it. And I never notice anyone else eating. So the idea that you would seek that out.
Yeah, it's weird because I find it really irritating, but it's like irritating and calming at the same time. For some reason, it's just like satisfying. You probably think I'm so strange, but for some reason, it's just really relaxing. It's like therapeutic as hell.
Yeah, I don't think it's strange. I think it's, I guess like, you know, people listen to the sound of the ocean lapping at the waves and some people might find that sound annoying.
I'm trying to think of what else annoys me. A really random one, my favourite food is potatoes. They're the best thing in my life at the moment. And I think the thing that most annoys me is when people leave lumps in their mashed potato.
What is the best way to consume a potato?
You can have them in so many ways and every single way is amazing, like mash, roast potatoes.
How do you feel about some of the less culinary potato snacks? I'm talking a waffle, a smiley face.
I mean, all of these options are really great. Also, I love like a hash brown as well. Absolutely love those. Potato smiley with peas and fish fingers. That's like the iconic kids' trash meal. I absolutely love that.
I've gotten big into waffles in lockdown and I'm embarrassed to say I only realised recently that you can cook them in a toaster.
I also didn't know that. I discovered that recently as well, which is a bit of a revelation.
Yeah, game changing.
I have like oven chips more often. this is such a bizarre thing.
Oven chips, are you going chunky or are you going skinny?
I'm going to go chunky just because skinny can often go quite soggy and not nice.
I got some great chips recently.
Oh yeah?
For the freezer. And I was a bit snooty about them, if I'm honest. The packaging wasn't great. They were chunky and they had a name. They were like gastropub ones or something like that.
Yes, I've had these.
And oh my God, Holly, I've never known a chip like it. I remember saying to my wife, we must never buy these again. This is all I will eat if they're in the house.
Okay, I'm going to Google.
Man, you just love potatoes.
Yeah, I really do. I really love them. Like, I think my death row meal, genuinely, I think it would just be like all different assortments of potato, like in different forms.
Just a massive plate of potatoes.
Yeah, I think it would.
I think our song has to be about potatoes, doesn't it?
Okay, good.
Because I haven't heard you this passionate about anything, even your own music.
My dream job isn't doing music.
You want to be a potato taste tester, surely?
Yes, a taste tester. I didn't know that was a job, but that sounds like the one for me.
All right, let's write a song about potatoes.
Yes, let's.
It's kind of a love song to the potato, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be cool to start it off being like, I'm relying on this thing, which is a potato, to like get me through.
Yeah, it's kind of like the one...
constant.
Exactly, that's the word I'm looking for. The constant that you keep coming back to. And I love a pun, and I can't help but feel there's got to be some sort of double meaning around the word skin.
Oh, yes.
Like the touch of your skin sort of thing.
Yes.
I quite like the idea that right at the start of the song, we don't know it's about a potato.
I think that's great if we kind of like...
Thank you.
I don't know if this is really silly, but like, you know, when you're like, I haven't been feeling very well.
I mean, it sounded like a pun, but you have taken that and dialed it up to a new level.
Yeah. Well, you asked for a pun, man.
It's good. I like it.
There's got to be something in the smiley. Do you know what I mean? In the potato smiley.
What about when the chips are down?
Sick. That's amazing. That's amazing. I feel like that's got to be like the punchline. Also, jacket. That's a good one.
Perfect. So I'm imagining the start of this is we're cold, we're outdoors, we're lonely, kind of longing to get back to comfort. And that gives us loads of scope for the jacket and the crisp air stuff.
Agreed.
And then the reveal that it's a potato we're coming back to has to be...
Yeah, has to be in the chorus.
Yes, and then we're all happy.
Oh, could we have like a twist where it's like, you know when a potato is like really good, but when the potato goes out of date, it's like... It grows those like...
Little sprouting offshoots.
Yeah, it's so off-putting. It's disgusting. Or when they go mushy, it's like awful. Could be like... Don't let this go bad.
I guess if we're looking at it as a relationship between you and the potato, it kind of requires you to pay attention to it.
Yeah, that's true. It could be like, oh, could it be like one of those things where you've been really busy and stuff's been getting you down and you've been kind of preoccupied and you realise that you've not been eating well enough? Could that be it? And you've been like neglecting your food and you just eat like bagel and beans and it's disgusting and you've probably got scurvy.
Or to build on that, is it that this thing is such a constant in your life that you've just sort of taken it for granted, but it's always been there for you, you know? And the question is, where have you been for it?
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that idea. Like, that's the last thing on your mind, you know what I mean? Like, I've got enough on my plate already.
Oh my God, enough on my plate is fantastic. Please write that down.
I've had so much other stuff on my plate.
That actually might be quite a good opening for the song.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, I know I've ignored you... But you taste great. Obviously, not that.
Yeah, that's sick. That's so good.
Yeah, because the potato is almost like someone in your life who's always been there for you, but you thought, I'll go off and find someone better.
Yeah, like your backup.
And actually, the potato is the backup, particularly the jacket potato.
It's the backup option on the menu.
That is living its life in a silver medal position. It's very rarely the first option. It's like, oh, what have we got? Oh, let's have a jacket potato.
I look forward to a jacket potato at the end of the day, like, definitely.
But the rest of the time, you've got a wandering eye.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can mess about with, like, fancy foods all day long. But really, like, the potato is always going to be the best.
Okay, I think we should start locking some of this down.
I've had, like, so much on my plate.
I've got a lot on my plate.
Yeah, I think that's nice. I've had a lot on my plate. Oh, that's kind of nice. Like... I've had a lot on my plate these days, and I forget to appreciate. Blah, 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 blah. Da, 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 da. Do you know what I mean? Like, have a little conversational bit there.
Oh, it's very you, that, and I like it.
Ah, oh, thank you. I have to put my twist on things.
Okay, so what about in the talky bit? If it's something like, I know it's hard for you to appreciate what I've been going through.
It's hard sometimes to appreciate.
I know it's hard for you to appreciate what I've been going through.
Yeah, that's quite nice. And then we can rhyme the second one. That's actually really good and simple. I don't think we need to waffle it out.
Nice potato pun. And then how about, you know that I know you're great. You know I know that you're great.
Yeah. I love that. That's so conversational.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I've spelt your wrong.
Oh, it's all right. I don't judge. It's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Thank you very much.
I'm so sorry. It's because my mum was an English teacher and she was very militant about that when we were a kid. She's a otherwise law-abiding citizen, but whenever she'd see a bad apostrophe, she would immediately graffiti over it, either by crossing it out or drawing one in where it should be.
She'd vandalise.
She's basically a grammar vandal.
That's legendary.
That and a double negative were her real bugbears. Like, you know the song Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo? There's a bit in that, and it goes, I have never felt this way for no one.
What, does that annoy your mum? Everyone knows, though, that that's, like, colloquial, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, people just...
I know, it drives my mum up the wall. She's like, if you've never felt this way about no one, you must have felt this way about someone.
Someone, yes.
Right, where were we?
You know I know that you're great, but you know I know that you're great, and I hope...
That is perfect. Something like, it won't be long until I feel your warm skin.
Oh, is it like freckled? Like potatoes have like freckled.
Speckled?
Yes, speckled skin. That's amazing sibilance there you've got going on.
So we want it to rhyme with through, really.
So it won't be long till I feel your speckled skin. Da-da-da-do.
What about it's overdue?
Yeah, it's overdue. Yeah, I love that. That's amazing. I love how that like sings. I'm really loving this song. I've had writer's block big time. So even writing this potato song is like it's like a breakthrough for me.
This is a lovely thing.
What are your thoughts?
I think it sounds great, but it now needs to go into a, and I've been something like that.
Yeah, but lately, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it sort of needs to go up now. Also, I love how on some of your songs, there are those really rich, like wide vocal layers,
yes,
that come in.
Yes, Fleetwood Mac type.
Exactly, those little stabs.
Yes.
Even something like, you make me feel smiley, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, 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 I love that. Because you make me feel smiley, got everything I need, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Or
I
something,
love that.
You know?
And I love what you did with I Need melodically there.
Da-da-da-da-da. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I love that. Right, let's bank that and we'll come back to it because I think it can lead into the pre. But let's write this verse now. So it goes, and it won't be long till I feel your speckled skin, it's overdue. Da 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 da, da something but I.
Okay, yeah, that sounds sick. That sounds like a pre as well. Da 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 na, 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 na.
How about I've been feeling like I'm peeling? Because it's not obviously about a potato.
Yeah, that's so funny. And I've been feeling like I'm peeling.
Oh, you could even do you could even do an away.
Oh, yeah.
But with like loads of reverb on it. And yeah, then go to, you make me feel smiley, da-da-da-da-da-da, in that kind of wide panned bit.
Oh, I get you. So, and I've been... We might not have that much time, though, in between the sections. So it might have to be like, and I've been feeling like I'm peeling away. You made me feel smiley. And I've been hey. And then chorus. Do you know what I mean?
Can I just say this is really weird? I've listened to so much of your stuff and it feels amazing being in a Holly Humberston track.
Oh, I'm loving it too, honestly. It's hilarious. Wait, I've been feeling like I'm peeling away, and you make me feel smiley. You got everything I need, dealing. I think we need bucket in your jacket. Like, and I know I'm gonna be okay. Like, you wrap me in your jacket, and I know I'm gonna be okay.
What if it's wrap me in your jacket and say I'm gonna be okay?
Yes, that's great. That's it. That's it. Wrap me in your jacket and say, we're gonna be okay. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, that is so good. All right, so now we're at the chorus, and it's almost like you're saying to the potato, I will take you anyway.
Yes.
I wonder if there's a way we can bring in the mash here, like, I will love you anyway, beaten, kind of mash, like in sickness or in health, that sort of thing.
Yes, agreed. This is great. Beaten, burnt.
Beaten, da da
da. Beaten, burnt, like cut up.
Basically describing the act of mashing a potato.
It's a potato. Yeah, fab. That's great.
And then I think the final bit of the chorus is that we reveal it is a potato.
And I kind of want to go up for it. Do you know what I mean? So be like, we're going to be okay. And na, 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 na. Or something like, do you know what I mean? Like, and I will love you anyway, any. And then, if you're beaten on a... If you're...
How about if you're beaten or you're bruised?
Yeah.
You're still the one I choose?
You'll be the one I... Yeah, and then the second time it could be, and I won't da-da-da-da-da, because you'll always be my muse, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah. What about I won't ever hesitate?
Yeah, that's perfect. And I won't ever hesitate, cause you'll always be my muse, da 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 da, my potato, da da. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're the, da da da. Do you get me? And then we could do loads of backing vocals in that.
This is sounding so good. Okay, we need something now that rhymes with choose/bruised.
Yeah. And I won't ever hesitate, cause you'll always be my muse, da 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 da.
Oh, smooth.
Oh, smooth. Perfect.
Yeah, because I love eating that smooth mashed potato.
Yes, yes. That's great. And I won't ever hesitate, because you'll always be my muse. And I love eating that smooth mashed potato, potato, potato. Oh, I don't know. It's going to be fun to like lay that up.
So that is pretty much the chorus.
Yeah, and then we go into the second verse.
All right, well, you and I can write that, and then everyone listening can hear this masterpiece when it's finished. How are you feeling about it so far?
I think we might be onto something like really huge here. I'm extremely happy with it, and it's cured my writer's block as well, so I'm chuffed.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so let's talk about making a Holly Humberstone style song, shall we? So on Holly's EPs, there are loads of, I guess, quite dark sounds. And there's also a lot of distortion going on. And so the first thing I wanted to do was find a kind of murky bass sound, which I could then send into a distortion plugin, which sort of undulates back and forth. I hope I'm using that word correctly. Don't think I've ever used it before. Anyway, the idea is that it provides a bit of a backbone to the song, but there's still a little bit of movement in it as well. And I had it in mind that I wanted lots of weird little distorted sounds to be going on in the back of the mix. And so I ended up searching for some samples, and I found these ones that I think are meant to be used for computer games, you know, if you're designing an app or something. So the first one is this one. You know, if you lose a life or all your candy gets crushed. Anyway, I took that and I ran it through some crazy processing, like loads of effects, and it ended up sounding like this. To me, that sounds like a monster from a J.J. Abrams movie. I love it. And so it's going to be dancing around in the back of the mix. You can listen out for it. I also knew I wanted an atmosphere sound to fill out the track. And I used another computer game sound effect for that. So with that one, I just added a ton of reverb and I pitched it up and down in line with the chord progression I was using. And so it became this. It's nice. It feels kind of airy and haunting. Now, I knew I wanted a big distorted lead sound for the chorus. So I grabbed a synthesizer. I found a patch that I really liked and then ran it through tons of distortion. There's a theme emerging here, isn't there? I then used the pitch bend wheel on my little MIDI controller to glide up and down between two notes to create this effect. Sounds a bit like an air raid siren. Now, obviously, because the song is about potatoes, I thought I may as well sample a few potato-y bits. The first was me peeling a potato, which I recorded with my iPhone. Harder to do than you'd imagine, because one hand on the potato, one hand on the peeler, iPhone balanced on the kitchen counter. And then I used that to create a little percussive loop. Finally, I recorded myself eating a really delicious and very crispy chip, which I told Holly all about when I called her up to play her back the song.
I can't wait to hear this.
I've added lots of potato sounds into it.
Have you?
I've used me eating a chip as a snare. My wife thought I was mad. We cooked some chips. I was like, oh, they look really crispy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into the quietest room in my house and record me eating them. And then I snipped one of them up and I've used it as a snare, like a snare topper. You'll hear it in there, I think.
Oh my gosh, it's going to make me hungry. I'm actually having oven chips for my dinner.
Before I send you this, can I just say how great Haunted House is? So good.
I'm so glad you like it.
It's so good. And it's made me so excited about what else you're going to release.
Oh, thank you so much.
Are you ready to hear this song?
Yeah, hit me with it.
I've had a lot on my plate, you know. And you're hard sometimes to appreciate with all I'm going through. You know, I know that you're great. And I hope it won't be long till I feel your speckled skin, it's overdue. And I've been feeling like I'm feeling away. And you make me feel smiley. You got everything I need. So wrap me in your jacket and say we're gonna be okay. And I will love you anyway. If you're beaten or you're bruised, know you're still the one I choose. And I won't ever hesitate. You'll always be my muse, and I love eating that smooth mashed potato. I just can't say no, no to potatoes. And I will never forget the day I realized you took 5 minutes in the microwave. Oh, and I tried a croquette. You into pieces, you did me an early grave. And I'm reheating all my feelings today. And you make me feel smiley, and I need you inside me. So wrap me in your jacket and say we're gonna be okay. I will love you anyway. If you're beaten or you're bruised, know you're still the one I choose.
That's amazing. That's literally way better than I remembered it. That's so good.
Oh, thanks.
Send that to me immediately, please. That's going to be on repeat.
It is a tune, that, isn't it, to be fair?
That, like, middle eight, when the chips are down, that's, like, perfect.
When I was listening to it, I kept forgetting it was about potatoes.
Yeah.
Because I think there's such a sort of sadness and seriousness to your performance that it transcends a song about potatoes.
I mean, you've got to take everything seriously.
All the vocal stacks and everything that you did all sounded fantastic. All the harmonies were brilliant. It was so fun to tinker about with.
Honestly, it was an absolutely lovely break from taking normal stuff so seriously. I absolutely loved it. And I don't think I could think of anything that I'd enjoyed writing a song about more.
Please don't let this be the thing that now prematurely ends your career where you're like, I can't, I've done it. I've written the song.
Yeah.
It's never going to get better than this. I have to quit.
I can't write a song about anybody because nobody will compare. I think I'm just going to hang up and go get some freezer chips. I don't exactly know what types I've got, but they're really good. I had some the other day that were like the best fries I'd ever had.
Oh.
I need to find out where they were, but I think my dad said that they were like 50p or something for like a whole packet.
Oh my God, literally cheap as chips.
Like cheaper than chips.
Cheaper than chips.
They weren't freezer ones actually, but I also have another tip for you that I've discovered.
A chip tip?
Yeah, it's a tip that I've discovered like since we wrote this song.
Oh, okay, you hit me.
If you want an extra crispy chip,
I do.
You should put a line of baking parchment underneath the chips.
I'm well ahead of you. I've been doing that for years.
Oh, have you?
I'm all about that baking parchment.
I thought I was ahead of the game there.
For the only person who's ever written a song about potatoes. That's a bit of a letdown.
I'm sorry that I've let you down. I'll do better next time.
What an absolute dream Holly Humberstone is. And I'll tell you what, I've never met anyone that genuinely likes chips as much as she does. I think that's the best song ever about potatoes, maybe because it's the only song about potatoes. But you know what? I'm happy to have claimed that territory alongside Holly, who's doing amazing things right now. I know she's been touring the UK and touring the States as well, doing sellout shows over there. She's been writing music with Matty Healy from the 1975. I'm very excited to see what she comes out with next. And also, thanks to you once again for taking the time to listen to the podcast. It's weird to think that these songs I've been working on up here in the lab for the last year or so are now finally getting heard. It's a bit overwhelming and intimidating, to be honest with you, but all the feedback I've had has been lovely. So thank you very much. If you've messaged me by sliding into my DMs on Instagram, I'm Matthew Edmondson, to tell me about the podcast, or even better, if you've shared it with somebody else. If there is someone in your life that you think would like this, please do let them know about it. The best thing you can do to help me and help the podcast out is to tell somebody about it. So thank you if you've done that already. Now, next week, it's the halfway point, track 5 of the album, and it comes from Tom Walker. I love Tom so much. We had such a funny chat. He's a really nice guy. And there's a question that I was desperate to ask him, which we finally got to the bottom of, and I've been thinking about ever since. And I promise that when you hear us talking about it, you will not be able to stop thinking about it either. So make sure you're back, same time, same place, next week to hear that. And in the meantime, I've been making little lyric videos for all of the songs, which I'm sticking onto YouTube. So if you go and have a search on there for Not Another Love Song, hopefully they'll pop up. You can see the one of Holly. I'll tell you what, it's been very hard to find stock footage of potatoes, but someone out there has filmed it. And so that is what I've used. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will see you next time for Not Another Love Song.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.